It's 8:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Frontier Airlines will not become a public company. The Denver-based Frontier Group Holdings has withdrawn its registration for an initial stock offering. The Denver Post reports the airline began a rapid expansion plan in 2017 after declaring bankruptcy and taking its stock off the market in 2009. The company says it's operating at about 45% compared to this time last year because of the COVID-19 pandemic. Alumni at Lamar High School are asking the school to re-examine its use of Native American imagery in its athletics programs. CPR's Paolo Jalsita reports.
The school is known as the Lamar Savages and features an American Indian in headdress as its logo. Stephanie Davis, a 2006 graduate, says the mascot is a caricature that dehumanizes Native Americans.
In the last week, we've found a coalition of over 70 alumni who are asking how we can help make the commission's recommendations to remove the imagery from school's reality and how we can help retire the savage mascot.
Lamar School Board says no plans are in place to change the mascot, but they do plan to have discussions about it. I'm Paul Shalsta, CPR News.
Some environmental groups are still fighting the expansion of Gross Reservoir in Boulder County. CPR's Corey Jones has more.
Federal officials recently gave the okay for Denver Water to do the expansion. Gross Reservoir helps supply water for 1.5 million customers on the Front Range, but none in Boulder County. The utility says the expansion will help meet future demand, but the plan has two more hurdles, including a lawsuit against the Army Corps of Engineers, which has granted a permit. Gary Walkner leads Save the Colorado, one of the nonprofits behind that lawsuit.
Denver Water is expressing to the public that this is over, but it's a long ways from over.
Walkner says the expansion will harm stream flows, wildlife, and area residents. At the same time, Denver Water is appealing a district judge's ruling that lets Boulder County make its own decision about the project. I'm Corey Jones, CPR News.
Much of Colorado has another chance for thunderstorms this afternoon, then getting sunnier in some spots toward the weekend. 80s this afternoon for Denver and in Boulder, 85 in Fort Collins, cooling off into the 70s in Colorado Springs. Pueblo can expect rain into this evening with highs today in the 80s, and a chance for thunderstorms in western Colorado, then sunny tomorrow. This is CPR News.